from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Well, right now on the Afternoon Edition, Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao is back to business nearly a week after the Fed searched her home and at a time when the city is under pressure to figure out the budget crisis. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. It's been quite a week for Oakland Mayor Sheng Tao, but now she's getting back to work in her first public appearance and speaking out about the FBI raid. She's attending a meeting for the Metropolitan Transportation Commission in San Francisco. Right now, you can see her. She is sitting in the far left side of that group. The MTC is set to vote on a $20 billion bond measure for the November ballot, all to boost affordable housing across the Bay Area. The mayor has a lot on her plate as she deals with the fallout from the federal raid. Just yesterday, her spokesperson, Francis Zamora, resigned without giving a reason. And earlier this week, the attorney representing Mayor Tao withdrew from representing her. Tony Brass told us the mayor's speech, where she strongly denied any wrongdoing, came to as a surprise to him. Adding to the challenges, Oakland City Council is trying to sort out a budget crisis. The council is set to meet Friday to finalize a budget deal. And we're learning there is a worst-case scenario plan if the $105 million deal, the city's share of the Coliseum, falls through. The contingency plan includes $63 million in additional cuts to make up for the money the city is counting on from the sale to private developers. The city will close two police academies, freeze 78 police officer positions, and freeze five fire companies. But the African American Sports Entertainment Group, which has agreed to purchase the city's half stake of the Coliseum, told the Chronicle the deal is still on. We'll stay on top of this for more. And some breaking news. Reports suggest the Supreme Court is about to allow abortions for medical emergencies in Idaho. A spokesperson for the justices confirms that an opinion of the high-profile case was, quote, inadvertently and briefly posted to the court's website. Bloomberg was first to report the mistake. The documents show the justices voting 6-3 to allow emergency abortions in Idaho on a temporary basis. The case is considered among the most significant of the current term that is winding down ahead of the July 4th holiday. Now the San Francisco, where political rivals in the mayoral race are coming together. Mayor London Breed and her opponent, Supervisor Aaron Peskin, are supporting a $400 million bond measure. It would fund hospital and shelter infrastructure, street safety, and park improvements. But for the measure to make it on the November ballot, Breed needs support from at least 8 to 11 supervisors. That will be decided at today's budget committee hearing.
We have to make investments in our infrastructure to change. We have to make investments in not only our downtown and what downtown is to people who work there, who shop there, who live there, but we also have to make changes in our destinations and make them more of a vibrant destination.
While the city is trying to several strategies to help bring more people downtown this month, more businesses are opening pop-up locations through the Vacant to Vibrant program. It offers businesses 3 months of navigating permits to set up shop in previously empty locations. John Chitna shows us one business that just opened this week.
Preeti Narayanan is giving the Bay Area a scoop of her culture with each cup and cone she sells at Kulfi Creamery.
My nostalgic flavor that brings me joy is all the days I walk with friends and family to have Kulfi in Bombay, my hometown.
It's opening week at her new location in downtown San Francisco, thanks to the Vacant to Vibrant program. After expanding the business to her original store in San Leandro, she still dreamed of a chance to work in San Francisco again with this business.
Even though it was a deep-seated wish, I never talked about it.
The cost and the permitting process kept her from taking that step until this opportunity offered 3 months of free rent and helped to get all the proper permits. Grants also cover some of the cost to open a new store. So now she hopes to build community here, like she did when she used to work in the city and with her store in the East Bay.
In the afternoons, after work, you know, happy hour, we'd go out with my colleagues, and that's how I came to know them, not just as co-workers, but, you know, as people.
Preeti moved to the U.S. from India back in 2001 to get a degree. She worked as a traffic engineer and project manager in San Francisco before starting her own business in 2018. An accident forced her to stay at home and think about what else she could be doing, and she chose to start a business with food. Kulfi is an Indian dessert like ice cream, but Preeti explains it's more of a milk popsicle, frozen but not churned.
There needs to be a decadent, rich, you know, high-quality kulfi, and I saw that that market had not been tapped and was missing.
She loved the flavors of kulfi, so she learned how to make it on her own from scratch and decided to create her own version, more like the ice cream people enjoy here in the U.S., a fusion of her past and present. So far, she says the reception from the neighborhood has already been so welcoming.
We're very excited in the last few months. There have been a lot of businesses that have opened. We want you to be here and we want you to thrive.
A chance to provide a product with your own personality has Preeti excited about the future in the city, offering up something new to the neighborhood mixed in with some nostalgia for her, all in one sweet treat.
Well, businesses in the Vacant and Vibrant program can decide if they want to keep going and negotiate a new lease after the first 3 months are over. That program launched last year, and the city says that of the initial 9 that started, 7 did sign long-term leases. Well, a heads up for commuters. BART is halting Red Line service to make emergency track repairs after a maintenance vehicle derailed near 19th Street around 4 o'clock this morning. This will impact riders who travel between Richmond and Millbrae. Will now have to transfer trains in Oakland at the MacArthur stop and take the yellow line. BART says it could add 20 minutes to your commute. More than 3 dozen inmates at the San Francisco County Jail are in isolation due to a COVID outbreak. The Sheriff's Department confirmed 42 cases, with County Jail No. 3 in San Bruno seeing the highest numbers. 3% of the county jail population tested positive for the virus yesterday, impacting and infecting inmates. Those have been isolated. On the fire watch, crews gaining the upper hand on a 20-acre fire near the Altamont Pass by Grantline Road. This is time-lapse video from the Alert Wildfire camera. CAL FIRE says they have stopped forward progress of that fire. And the good news, we no longer have the threat of dry lightning that sparked fires in the Sierra foothills and in the Central Valley. We're back to a typical June weather pattern right here in the Bay Area. This is a live look outside, and you can see it's very dry outside. Let's now go to meteorologist Jessica Birch.
Let's start down in the Santa Clara Valley, where daytime highs today are only topping off in the 70s, and we have some 80s along the foothills near Los Gatos. Speaking of 80s, that's the case off into the East Bay, but that puts us about 10 degrees cooler than where we were at as we kicked off this work week. We almost hit the triple digits near Antioch, but today we're sitting in the 80s near Antioch. Beautiful weather this afternoon, but yes, a little bit breezy, actually very breezy along our coastline. We can see wind speeds anywhere up to around 30 to 35 miles per hour at times near San Francisco, about 20 mile per hour winds expected closer to areas like Antioch all the way over into Concord. Now, as we take a look at the next 7 days, well, better yet, the Climate Prediction Center is showing our next 6 to 10 day outlook with well above normal temperatures in the forecast. Now, this leads us up to 4th of July. So let's zoom out real fast. I want to show you what's happening in our 7 day forecast. There's a lot of changes right around the corner, and especially in our inland areas. Today, we're sitting in the 80s, 90s by Friday, triple digits as we head into early next week. So this is what we're keeping a close eye on. Our excessive heat risk map will start highlighting in a lot of bright colors off into the East Bay and down into the Santa Clara Valley with all that heat right around the corner.